Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
U.S. Senators Lisa Murkowski and Dan Sullivan sent a new letter to the Interior Secretary Deb Haaland reiterating their strong support of the Ambler Access Project, the Ambler Road. The senator's letter in response to the Department of Interior's recent request for public input as it scopes a supplement environmental impact statement for the project urges the Department of the Interior to limit its analysis to court-identified issues and to quickly complete the supplemental environmental impact statement so development of the vital road link can finally begin. In an excerpt from the senator's letter, given the delays to date and the strategic importance of the project, it is essential the Department of Interior limit the scope of its additional analysis to the two specific deficiencies in the Bureau of Land Management identified to the court. The Bureau of Land Management states in its notice of intent published on September 20, 2020, however, it is seeking comments concerning the scope of the analysis, potential alternatives, identification of relevant information and studies. In May of 2022, the U.S. District Court for Alaska granted the Biden administration remand request. BLM requested remand to conduct additional, narrowly tailored analysis for potential subsistence impacts under Section 810 of ANILCA and consultation with the tribes pursuant to Section 106 of the National Historic Preservation Act. After 4 months of delay, BLM initiated a 45-day public scoping process for the Supplemental Environmental Impact Statement on September 20th of 2022. BLM's notice of intent states the agency will evaluate a range of alternatives related to a variety of topics and provides no time frame for the completion of the review. In their letter, the senators reiterated to the Department of the Interior that the project has already been the subject of extensive scoping and emphasized that adding new topics to the Supplemental Environmental Impact Statement would be directly contrary to the agency's stated intentions before the court. The Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly, through proclamation issued by Borough Mayor Mike Navarre, has resolved that the month of November will be Family Caregiver Month for the Kenai Peninsula Borough. In the Mayor Mike Navarre's absence, the proclamation was presented by Borough Chief of Staff Max Best. He stated in part,
"The Kenai Peninsula Borough recognizes the efforts of the Alzheimer's Association to promote awareness of Alzheimer's disease and other dementias and provide care and support to all those affected, thereby improving the quality of life for individuals living with dementia and their caregivers."
Dementia is the leading cause of death in Alaska. There are currently 8,500 Alaskans living with Alzheimer's disease, and current projections indicate this rate will increase. Considering these facts, November is declared as a time to honor family caregivers across Alaska, raise awareness of caregiving issues, educate communities, and increase support for caregivers. The proclamation outlines the importance of the observance of this month.
"It is important to recognize these stories, strengths, and efforts of the individual families and friends of the caregivers impacted by dementia, as well as the tireless work of the researchers who are seeking a cause to cure."
United States Representative Mary Peltola introduced a bill this month that would amend the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act to exclude certain payments to age, blind, or disabled Alaskan Natives from being used to determine their eligibility for federal assistance programs. The bill would also apply to descendants of Alaska Natives. The Alaska Native Settlement Trust has been set up by Alaska Native corporations to provide dividends to their shareholders without requiring shareholders to pay erroneous taxes. The dividends received by shareholders, however, may be counted against them when it comes to receiving certain federal supports. Petola's bill, H.R. 9269, would resolve that issue, ensuring access to critical support for some of the nation's most vulnerable minority populations. The bill now heads to the House Committee on Natural Resources for consideration. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Thursday. This is KSRM News.